Welcome to Conversations. I'm your host, Emily Raines. Thank you so much for spending some time with us this weekend. Joining me this segment is Sharon St. John, author of Me, Myself, and Men. Join us as we look at issues that affect us here at home in our community and across the nation. Now, self-esteem issues are something that affects everyone across the board, or can affect everyone across the board. There have always been people who struggle with self-esteem problems, wondering how they measure up to others' expectations. That even might be truer in today's digital world. Self-esteem can be tied to the number of likes someone gets on social media or the number of comments you get, especially if those comments are negative, reading what other people's post. So maintaining a positive self-esteem can be especially difficult for those that are trying to find someone special. In the dating game, you have to put out this best version of yourself, or at least be confident in who you are. I know I was on the online dating for a long time before I met my boyfriend, Andrew, and it does hurt your self-esteem if you don't have as many people swiping on you, or, you know, you're like, well, is it my pictures? Is it what I'm saying? It could cause that self-doubt and lead to even more self-esteem issues. Another issue that has arisen this year is with COVID, the unemployment rate. And when someone loses their job, it can greatly affect their self-esteem, especially if they put a lot of their self-worth into their job and they think of who they are as that person, as the provider, as the great, you know, technician, as the great office manager, whatever they were doing, you take that away from them, it hurts their self-esteem. So Sharon is going to come on. She's going to talk to us about all sorts of things. Her book, How to Deal with Kids with Self-Esteem Issues. She herself relates her self-esteem issues back to her parents. So giving advice to some parents, giving advice to those in relationships and looking for relationships, and just how to stay positive during today's age. So thank you, Sharon, so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you. You're welcome.
I have been looking forward to talking to you all week. I have so many questions, but let's start with the basics, because a lot of this is, your book is about self-esteem and you yourself have self-esteem issues, which we'll get to. But are most people even aware of the fact that they have self-esteem issues, or it's not until someone points it out to them?
I think they're aware, because self-esteem is what you think of yourself. So, yeah, you're aware.
And you trace some of your personal self-esteem issues back to your mother putting you in foster care. So based on your experiences, what advice would you give others whose self-esteem may be related back to how their parents raised them or what their parents said to them?
Well, I don't think that any parent set out to, you know, emotionally damage their children. But at some point when you get older, like I had to do, I had to think back of my mother's upbringing and stuff like that. She started having kids when she was 14, so she really didn't know that she was, what she was saying and doing was damaging me. Like, you know, she compared her ex-husband was Chinese, so my brothers and sisters, you know, their hair is silky. My dad is African-American, so my hair was a little more coarse than my brothers and sisters. So it was always that constant comparison. I'm the darkest of her children. Everybody else is the light skin. So it was always that comparison when you go out in public and everybody thinks that you're a distant cousin instead of a sibling. And that's what I had to go through. But, you know, instead of my mother correcting that, she let it go on. So, and then, you know, being young, I went to foster care when I was 8. So, you know, you still thinking in that mindset, like, okay, mommy and daddy doesn't want me. So that's where it started. So, yeah.
You're saying, like, you have to kind of learn where and why they did it and then go from there. Understand where they were coming from?
Understand where they was coming from, and then you're able to get over the beginning parts of your self-doubt.
Right.
And then everything, yeah, after that, it develops with, well, I should say it will be, it's nurtured by what people saying. Like, if I had issues with my teeth and my body, so... And that was me personally putting that on myself. So when other people mentioned it, it gave life to it. It validated my feelings.
Right.
So it's not something that other people do to you. It's something that you have within yourself, and then it gets validated by people when they make mention of it.
What advice do you have for parents currently raising young children that maybe they start seeing little self-esteem issues, or they're terrified of giving them, you know, self-esteem issues?
I think that if your child has a positive quality. Like if you have a child that loves to sing, for example, and, you know, nurture that. Just make them focused on singing so they will be, if you're focused on doing something that you truly love, you'll be less focused on your hair or what you look like and stuff, because when you're singing, you're not thinking about all that stuff because you're doing something that you love. So encourage them to do something that they love and don't worry about the rest of it. You know what I mean?
Right.
I've
also always heard, like, you shouldn't just say, oh, you're so smart, or oh, you're so pretty. You should say, like, wow, you worked really hard on that, or I could tell you put a lot of time into your hair, so that they don't have this notion that they always have to be smart, always have to be pretty, because let's be honest, that's not realistic to live up to.
It's not. But, yeah, you're right. You could, but, again, self-esteem is something that you think of. So someone could tell me when I was younger, if all day long I was pretty, 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 but when I looked in the mirror, I didn't see it.
Right.
It's either I would look in the mirror and be like, oh, that person is lying to me. So it's until to accept it for my, accept me as I am, that I would start to believe what that person had been telling me. So it starts within.
Mm-hmm.
It's nothing that someone can just constantly tell you. You have to feel it for yourself. You have to start to believe it, or you just have to not care what other people think and just accept yourself.
Well, nowadays, that's kind of hard to do with social media and especially relationships, a lot of them starting online dating with Tinder and Bumble and Hinge. I mean, so many different applications. So what are some of the pitfalls of that? And can starting a relationship that way actually be a good thing?
I could say for me, starting a relationship online, because for me, I'm an action type of person. Like, you have to, your actions have to speak louder than your words, and online, people are typing, you can be whoever you want to be. They type whatever they want to type online, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So it just, it doesn't have that solid foundation for me. And another thing with social media, if you're dealing with self-esteem, you know, nowadays when people post pictures, it's always that provocative picture.
Mm-hmm.
So you're not going to get the likes that if you're not exposing yourself or showing yourself. You got the female that is, you know, showing her boobs and everything else online, that will get all the attention. So if you're dealing with low self-esteem and you're not getting those likes and those hits, it's only going to further, or, you know, it's going to further your self-esteem issues.
Yeah, especially dealing with online. But what about if there's someone that you have a relationship, whether it's actual relationship or at work or a family member, who is toxic and hurting your self-esteem? What recommendations do you have?
You know, I did a blog on my website, and I said toxic people, I have to be grateful for toxic people, because toxic people, one, they can teach you a lot about yourself. They can show you your weaknesses. They can tell you, they can show you your deal breakers. So I think everything happens for a reason. And so with that, look for the lesson that you were supposed to learn by that toxic person being placed into your life. And then once you learn that lesson, you get that person away from you, as far away from you as possible. But everything that comes into your life is there for a reason. You just have to find it. If that person was to show you that, you know what, this is a situation that I'm never going to tolerate again, then that was the one good thing that came out of that, dealing with that toxic person. And you know for sure that you will never put yourself in that situation again. You learned something from that. But get rid of that person.
I absolutely love that advice. That's such a good way to think of that. Now, with COVID happening right now, a lot of people are losing their jobs. And it seems like especially men in general try to be that provider. And when they can't, it takes a huge blow to their self-esteem. So if you're in a relationship with someone struggling, whether male or female, what advice do you have as a partner of someone with low self-esteem issues?
You have to be that strong person that's going to love them through it, because it's going to be hard. But you have to be a strong person to be able to love them through it, because eventually they will come out of it. Eventually you will find a job. You will get something. And you just got to be there. You know, when they're having that bad day, if they just need to vent, allow them to do that. Don't take it personal. Understand that this is something that they're going through and they have to go through it. So you have to really be a strong person to, in that mindset, to say, okay, this is not really directed at me, whatever it is that they're going through, but just love them through it.
I need to call you and hear that every single day. So despite everything you've gone through, you're still so optimistic about your view on life. So how do you keep up that positivity, and how can others learn that approach?
I believe that there's someone out there for everyone. And when you truly just love yourself and you're okay with yourself, it's okay to be alone and enjoy life. Just live life, whether you're with someone or not. Still, just do every day to do something self happy. If you like jogging in the rain, go jogging in the rain if that makes you happy. Do what makes you happy until you find that partner that's going to enjoy those moments with you.
Love that.
That's how I stay positive. I just do what makes me happy every day.
So if someone were to go get your copy of Me, Myself, and Men, which I highly recommend, what can we expect? Are we going to laugh? Are we going to cry? Are we going to do all of that?
You're going to do all of that. You're going to laugh. You're going to cry. There's moments where you're going to be like, oh, my God, she is crazy. Why did she do that? Why did she put up with that? But for those, you know, when people get to those parts, you just want to be like, you know what, if I know someone who's going through that, I'm going to make sure that they don't take the same path. They're going to get off that road as soon, because don't be sharing St. John in that moment. So that's what I want. I want people to laugh, cry, and call me stupid if you have to, but understand it was a journey that I had to go through to get to the place that I am now. So I'm grateful for everything that I went through in that book.
It's so funny. A lot of people want to live or leave legacies, and your legacy you want to leave is don't be Sharon St. John, which is an awesome thing to learn. So where can people grab your book or learn more about you?
I do have a website, SharonStJohnAuthor.com, where you have an in-depth detail about me. Also, the book is on all of the online retailers, Barnes & Noble, Books A Million, Amazon, of course. It's on all the available online book retailers.
And are you on social media?
I am at Shotsie.com, S-S-H-O-T-S-I-E, on everything.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for joining us. I know I learned a lot from you. Hopefully everyone else did. And I hope you have an amazing rest of your day.
Thank you, Emily. It was nice talking to you.
You too. And I hope the rest of you have an amazing day. Thank you for listening. Conversations is a public affairs program of this station.